today, Ireland, Norway, and Spain announced they will formally recognize an independent Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the move a reward for terrorism. But the man leading the recognition efforts in Europe, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, said the move could accelerate peace efforts. Miguel Macias reports from Seville.
Pedro Sanchez has spent months traveling thousands of miles repeating the same message. It was time to recognize an independent Palestinian state.
España, señorías, está preparada para reconocer al Estado palestino.
The Spanish Prime Minister toured Europe to try to convince other European countries to join Spain. In the end, today, three nations, Spain, Norway, and Ireland, made the announcement. They could officially recognize Palestine as a state on May 28th.
It is our conviction that the two-state solution remains the only viable option to secure a just and lasting peace that fulfills these rights for both Israelis and Palestinians alike.
That's Ireland's Foreign Minister, Micheál Martin. He said that only a political track can deliver a permanent end to the violence, and recognition will help.
Today, we state clearly our unambiguous support for the equal right to security, dignity, and self-determination for the Palestinian and Israeli peoples.
Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, made his own announcement.
Norge vil anerkjenne staten Palestina.
And finally, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez told Parliament Spain could also make the diplomatic move.
España aprobará en su Consejo de Ministros el reconocimiento al Estado de Palestina.
Standing ovation of almost a minute followed. As Sanchez said, Spain will recognize an independent Palestinian state next week. Sanchez's government has the support of an overwhelming majority of its voters on the issue, but some oppose the move. Maria Arroyo is Director of Communication for the Spanish Federation of Jewish Communities. She says the timing is bad and that Sanchez should have tried to get more support, even though the decision is largely symbolic.
The recognition of a state of Palestine would have to be carried out in agreement with the group of nations to which one belongs. In this case, that is the European Union, and the European Union does not consider that it is the right time to recognize a Palestinian state.
There are an estimated 45,000 Jewish people living in Spain. Rojo says that until recently, she didn't feel that Spain was an anti-Semitic country. But now, she says, things have changed.
Today, 7 months after October 7th, we have seen rampant anti-Semitism.
Some in Spain have accused the government itself of anti-Semitism, especially after Sanchez described Israel's reaction to the October 7th attacks by Hamas, which killed 1,200 people, as disproportionate. But speaking to the Spanish Parliament today, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez did not seem to be backing down.
Contra el grupo terrorista Hamas es legítimo y necesario.
Sanchez accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of generating, quote, so much pain, destruction, and resentment that a two-state solution could be now in danger and could no longer be possible.
Cuando el polvo de los tanques y las demoliciones se disipen.
And then Sanchez, speaking to his nation, said, when the dust from the tanks and destruction settles, and when we can see clearly what is happening in Gaza, we will realize that we have witnessed one of the darkest moments of this century. And then I want Spaniards to be able to say that they were on the right side of history. Israel quickly took a stand. It immediately recalled its ambassadors to the three countries. For NPR News, I'm Miguel Macias in Seville, Spain.